glad we started with something there nice and easy. Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 312. I'm your host, Sid Satter. We started things off this week with Tiger Cats with the song Sleeping in the Back Seat. That's on the band's new album, Mysteries, which just came out February 2nd on Fortuna Pop, a lovely label. The band is based out of London, England, and the album is very solid. If you like that song, you're going to like the whole album. And I do like the album, though not as much as I liked their last album, which had a couple of singles that just had so much pop, so many hooks. This album, it's solid through and through. It's a good album. Listen to it online. You'll find you really like it. But I'm not sure there's anything that's going to make you write home. So anyway, mixed review there. I've got other songs for you, and we'll keep trying one until we find one that works for you. We're going to skip here up to a track by Waxahachie. This song is called The Dirt. such a great song. That is Mecha Normal with the song Art Was the Great Leveler. That's from the album Empathy for the Evil, which came out last September on M'lady's record. A duo there out of Vancouver, BC, who's been making great albums for, I don't know, 20, 30 years? I don't know, forever, it seems like. And this is no different from any of the others. Before that, we heard from Waxahachie with the song The Dirt. That is from the album Ivy Trip, which isn't due until April 7th of this year on Merge Records. That's a solid album, but you're going to have to wait a while to hear it, unless, well, maybe I shouldn't have played it already, but that's just how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. When I get new music, it has to make it to the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, get good new music, and make a great podcast that keeps you coming back week after week. So let's get back into some music here. Lots of white and snow around here in Boston, but somebody's already thinking about the green. This is the Blank Tapes with Do You Want to Get High?
Do you like to get high? And walk down to the store for a few bottles more.
Have wigged out the pot. toes are flying, no function. These seven other Aegean sleep. Deprivation experiment. Stumbling round Monaster Rocky Square. Crawling to her in my undress. My heart is a mess. The ruins depress. The shrill of our withering depths. The din is intense. I sense that she's finally turned. Trash the heights, the peak. Now I'm on my own. No violence on the telephone. Your child of neglect. But you turned out okay. Ooh. The way my psyche rioted, I was just as shy. We'll be right back.
gotta stop doing things that are bad for me.
Silly way to end a wonderful song. That is Colleen Green with the song Things That Are Bad For Me, Part 1. That's from her new album, I Want to Grow Up, out February 24th on Hardly Art Records. Colleen Green is based out of L.A., and that album is definitely her best to date. I really like that album a lot. Previous ones, just too noisy, too chaotic for me. This one, much more focused, much better production, and she's got a band featuring some important people. I know someone from Diary of Planet plays guitar on it, and I don't know, other people, good people, good album. Before that, we heard from Of Montreal with a song, Apollyon of Blue Room. And that's from Aureate Gloom, which comes out March 3rd, I think, on Polyvinyl Records. And another very solid outing from Of Montreal, which doesn't seem to have a bad album in the catalog. And this one here, very good. And a lot more kind of post-punk than previous albums. Some really good bass work in there, as you might expect, kind of that funky disco thing they've always had. But this one strips it back a little bit, makes it a little more raw, a little more punch to it. I like this one. And then we started things off with the Blank Tapes with the song Do You Want to Get High? That's from the band's album Geodesic Dome Place. Came out January 13th of this year on Royal Oaky Records. Again, based out of Los Angeles. And I'm pretty sure he has a medical marijuana card. That album is good. It's not as good as the last album, which really felt like a breakthrough. Or maybe it was two albums ago, because they just keep putting out albums nonstop. But it's a good album. Maybe that's something that, yeah, you want to listen to on Spotify or whatever your favorite music sharing site is, and see if that's one you want to add to your collection. Well, I'm out of time here, so let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 312. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, things coming up. Caves are playing at Mini Bar on the 24th, and that's with Schwervon and I think Rev Gusto, which should be a lovely show if you're in Kansas City. The 25th, and the Kids are playing at Great Scott. I think I'm going to be down for that show. Ooward and Two Dragons are playing at Great Scott on the 4th. On the 5th, Elvis Costello at the Uptown in Kansas City. On the 6th, and how am I going to make this happen? I don't know. Matter Haskin at Great Scott. And I guess I'm not going to make that happen because I've got to be back in town for Sporting Kansas City's home opener. On the 7th, Homegrown Buzz Showcase at KC Live. Free show there, or a cheap show at least. 21 plus, like 14 bands. Should be crazy. Who knows what the weather will be like though, right? The 7th of March, maybe good, maybe horrible. The 8th, Title Fight is playing at the Bottleneck. The 10th, of Montreal at the Paradise here in Boston. The 12th, Cheap Girls at Record Bar. Gonna have to make that show. The 29th, Andrew Jackson Jihad at the Granada. The 31st, Bad Religion at Liberty Hall with a good opening band, though I forget who it is. Of Montreal is playing at the Granada out here in or back there in Kansas City on the 1st. On the 7th, Father John Misty is playing at the Granada, and I know a lot of people are excited about that one. On the 9th, Liturgy is playing at the Record Bar. They've got a new album out. I'm going to see if I can get that on the podcast here shortly. On the 12th, Lemuria is playing at the Jackpot. That's such a good tour. I do hope I can make that show. The 14th, Mountain Goats playing at the Boston House of Blues. Hoping to make that. 22nd, Speedy Ortiz at the Sinclair back in Kansas City on the 24th. and 25th, the Middle of the Map Fest, featuring lots of bands, most of which you've already seen playing at venues that you've already seen them, but they'll be more crowded this time, so there's always that going for it. Or I might stay in, here in Boston and catch X-Hex at Great Scott. 26th, Slater Kinney playing at the Uptown in Kansas City. The 13th, Waxahachie at Sinclair here in Boston. 21st, The Business with Uncouth and someone else playing at the Riot Room. So that takes us all the way into May. I'll stop right there, but there's other things happening, and they're all good. Let's see, one final song for you. This song is by Buck Owens. How does it fit into the theme? Well, the song's called Who's Gonna Mow Your Grass, so maybe that's how it fits in, right next to Colleen Green and of Montreal and Blank Tapes and who knows who else. Some people seem to like that marijuana stuff. But that's not what this song is about anyway. It's about being a man. This is from the new compilation, Truckers, Kickers, Cowboy Angels, The Blissed Out Birth of Country Rock Volume 2. Selections from 1969, released by Bear Family. I think this actually came out late last year, 2014. But it's been a great compilation. This one's only a one CD collection, where the first volume had two CDs. But I'm really enjoying this compilation. It's a good mix of tracks that you love by, you know, the band or whomever, and some that you may even haven't heard in a while, though. Some Linda Ronstadt tracks on this one that I really enjoy. But this Buck Owens song, I love it because I've got a very soft spot in my heart for Buck Owens and for the Bakersfield sound. So let's end things with this. As I said, this is called Who's Gonna Mow Your Grass, and it's from Truckers, Kickers, Cowboy Angels, The Blissed Out Birth of Country Rock Volume 2 from 1969. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Who's gonna dry your big blue eyes day after day? Who's gonna jump when you say frog? Who's gonna bow and scrape after I've gone away? Who's gonna kiss you and who's gonna miss you? Who's gonna hold to your hand? Who's gonna chop your kindle and wood after I've made new plans? Hey, who's gonna be your man? Who's gonna bring you your breakfast in bed? Who's gonna whisper goodnight? Who's gonna keep you warm as toast on those cold winter nights? And who's gonna be your puppy dog when I'm a thing of the past? Hey, who's gonna mow your grass? Puppy dog.